Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 4th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life may very well be good when the crisis breaks out in America. So go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, and you will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the synopsis of the show for today. And I'm going to start by talking about the American insolvency to come and the ongoing pathetic attempt to print and inflate away this reality. Then I will talk about the cost of living in Singapore, which I talked about last week, and how much people earn. It's really rather interesting to compare it with the United States. It seems to me that adding strict limits to the government's powers and closing the loopholes that now threaten the US are areas of discussion which don't get enough attention, and I intend to correct that today. Then I will talk about why Donald Trump chose to be such an unpopular president. Then I will discuss what's happening to economies both in the US and the rest of the world, just a very brief comment. And I will end up by a couple of lines that I have prepared about how during the 20 years of ZIRP, or zero interest rate policy, Japan's nominal gross domestic product, or GDP, has risen by 5%. That's over the last 20 years. And that's against a 602% increase in the balance sheet of the Bank of Japan. So you'll see how useless these central banks are. They have no effect at all on life such as we know it on Main Street. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will individually, gladly email you 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something that allows me to understand what you need, and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping you, or rather me, bring you vital and important information that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So feel free to select any three shows from the archives, but I highly recommend the latest three shows, since that'll give you a pretty good idea of how I treat the day-to-day goings-on in the world, and in particular in the United States. Now, for that, you will need my email address, which actually is on the Podbean page at the left at the top in big letters, but let me give it to you anyway. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials and my name. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter address, and so you might want to follow some of my interim comments on Facebook, and indeed the one-liners that I put out on Twitter. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word. It's lowercase and no punctuation, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM for Richard Martin. RM Wake Up Call. Again, just one word, lowercase, RM Wake Up Call. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I shall take my leave. I shall indeed wish you a wonderful week. And I will be back, Richard Martin here, with another synopsis on Friday. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye for now.